Do you think our constitutional republic, after all that's taken place this year, from the attempted impeachment of the president to the coronavirus, and talk about the manipulation of information there, and then what's happened with the racial uprisings in this country? Again, it's not just blacks. This is, I'd say there's probably Black Lives Matter. There's probably half whites just from looking at any television segment on it. You can just see it's not just black people. It's white people as well. Do you think our constitutional republic is in jeopardy? And what would a transformation of power in our system look like?
Oh, there's so much there. Yes, I do. Lenin said, the organized minority will beat the disorganized majority every time. Mm. They know that. They've always known that. They need just a fraction of the population to be on board to accomplish their goal of revolutionary change. So we're in a tough position here. What happened is, in the 1960s, just like the Titanic, we hit an iceberg as a country. And we allowed the liberal philosophy that there is no truth to start penetrating every aspect of our culture. And so we've been taken in water now for almost 60 years, and we're all under the illusion that the boat's never going down. But I'm just telling you, it is a possibility. And that's why we need to take this soberly and prayerfully and be purposeful in thinking and deciding what we should be doing as families and churches and communities, because you just can't keep, again, taking in water and not at some point get too much in where it goes down. And it is a real possibility. And it's hard for me to even say that because it sounds crazy, but it's not. I mean, if you watch the news, you see it's not. If you hear what the young people are saying and who they wanted to vote for and Bernie and everything, you realize it's not, because young people are the future. And if they have captured the young people with this Marxist brainwashing, that's where we're heading. Yeah. We have a Marxist future. We need to really be thoughtful and prayerful as we move forward from here, because this is very serious.